In scriptures, the human body is often referred to as the temple of God. Yet it is quite an uncommon privilege for any soul to attain the sacred abode that houses the divine, as it is truly a blessing to be reborn as a human being. On several occasions, Supreme Master Ching Hai has spoken about the rarity of this phenomenon.
To be reincarnate in the human world is hard. You have to have enough human quality. You have to have affinity with the parents, yeah? And with the society, with the people around which you were born. And very difficult. To be a human, you need some merit. You have done something good in the past in order to be able, yeah? To be able to pick a human birth.
As a living temple of God, the human body is fully equipped with miraculous wonders that can be awakened in those who are spiritually conscious and have complete faith in the Creator of all life. In Adya, Latin for fasting is the human ability to live without food. Since time immemorial, there have always been individuals who can sustain themselves on prana, or the vital life force. Through the grace of the Providence, in Adiyats, people who follow a food-free lifestyle can draw the energy from nature to nourish themselves.
They live on the chi, from the ground, or from the forest, and from the sun and from the air. They make use of all that. Or they live on love, on faith alone.
These individuals are known as Pratharians, Solarians, Waterians or Pranarians, and they come from all walks of life, from different cultures and all corners of the world. Indeed, the possibilities and miracles in this life as our benevolent Creator has designed for us are endless. We only need to connect within to recognize our abounding largesse as God's children. Supreme Master Ching Hai has lovingly recommended a weekly series on Supreme Master Television to introduce those individuals of the past and present who have chosen to live food-free on earth. May their spiritual stories enthrall you, may hearts be opened and horizons be expanded. We now invite you to join us for part two of our program, Dr. Moni Vittor, A Lifestyle of True Freedom on Between Master and Disciples.
This program discusses the possibility of breatharianism or living without eating food and is not a full instruction. For your safety, please do not attempt to cease eating without proper expert guidance.
Dr. Moni Vittal, author of Life Unlimited and Ageless Living, Freedom from the Culture of Death, had lived food-free for 18 months. By chance, he met Jaz Muheen, public speaker and author of Pranic Nourishment, and decided to become a breatharian overnight.
Everything she says in her book, it's absolutely 100% correct and true. Mm-hmm. Because I lived through that when I quit eating, and I know she's right. Yeah, it was perfect. Yeah. And so when I met her, and she asked, who's quitting? And I said, there is my hand. I said, me. So I said, one. And I said, today. And that was it.
For Dr. Vittal, the transition period to becoming food-free was relatively easy, and the benefits thereafter were significant.
You have more energy and more power, physical power, than when you eat.
And you felt better.
Oh, you'll feel better. It's just an amazing feeling.
Similar to the experiences of other food-free individuals, Jericho Sunfire, Fang Tang Lok, El Tom Ben Israel, Henri Montfort, Master Liao Fengsheng, etc., Dr. Vital discovered that the human body is fully equipped to optimally nourish and maintain itself.
Your lungs is the number one processor of energy in your body. And we designed not to eat. You know, we have two systems of nourishment. Mm-hmm. It's the lungs and then the intestines. If the intestines not getting any food, they lock in themselves, they close down, no big deal. You know, every 3 weeks you'll have a pellet coming out of you, mm-hmm. like a bird pellet, like a bird dropping. Uh-huh. And then after a while, every month or every 2 months, and you know, there's always something coming out, you know. Uh-huh. And you don't have to worry about it. You know, it's just perfect. You know, you are alive, the energy flow, there's no blockages. Uh-huh. You're just an amazing being. So you have a lot of energy, but you need to reshuffle that energy after 8 hours. So every 8 hours, I used to take 15 minutes of breaks, mm-hmm. and just close my eyes for 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. Not even sleeping. Yeah. Just close my eyes, reshuffle the energy. It's almost like a Star Wars thing, you know. Mm-hmm. You walk into this cabin, lock yourself in, press a button, shuffle the energy, and walk away. Walk uh-huh. out. You're fighting for another 8 hours.
Yeah. Wow.
So it has to do that, yeah. And then you don't have to sleep at night. You sleep maybe 2-3 hours. Uh-huh. That's sufficient. It's more than enough. Yeah. You have time to read books. You have time to think. Time to love yourself. Uh-huh. Time to do everything you want.
Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Between Master and Disciples will return in just a moment. Welcome back to Between Master and Disciples on Supreme Master Television. Let's continue with our feature, Dr. Moni Vital, A Lifestyle of True Freedom. In retrospect, Dr. Vital realized that the decision to become a breatharian was not as sudden as he thought. Indeed, he had been preparing for a food-free lifestyle for a long time.
You mentioned that you decided on that day that you were going to be a breatharian, but that a lot of other people need to go through a 21-day, I believe, period right. of preparation. What does that involve?
Okay, well, I knew I wanted to do it before that day. Oh, okay. Of course, I didn't make a decision that day. Oh, okay. That day was just the beginning.
Right.
But I planned on it years before.
Oh.
Yeah.
Dr. Vital's advice for people who may be interested in becoming food-free: research thoroughly. Study and know what you'll be facing first before attempting the process.
The 21 days, it's it just give you all the details you need to know what to do or what not to do. Because it's very important. You know, people think they're too brave, you know, I'm going to brave it out, I'm going to quit, and I'm going to do this and that, you know. Mm-hmm. But they're not ready, and they're going to hurt themselves.
Yeah.
You know, physically, mentally, emotionally. If you believe in food, you got to eat it.
Right.
You know, as long as you believe that food is nourishment to you, you must eat. Otherwise, you die. You're going to be like anybody else, starving people in the world.
Right.
Not eating is about knowing you don't need it 100%. And to come to that place, that's where you quit.
Right.
Yeah. Hmm. Yeah, you can try. I mean, people try it for a week or two or three, it doesn't matter, you know.
The concept of living on light does not necessarily mean we need light to live. In fact, according to Dr. Vital, it's everything around us that nourishes our being. In other words, prana, or cosmic energy, is the sustenance for the human body.
I did something called dark room retreat mm-hmm. in Thailand mm-hmm. in the dark. There's not one beam of light for 2 weeks.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean, it's just set for that, you know, no light whatsoever. Okay. Yeah, you live there, and then the group I was with is people who don't eat. You know,
so we're not just one person in this
No, we were about 30 people there.
Wow.
Yeah. So there are lots of people who are living online all over the world.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, they're not breatharian. It just they're not living online. We drink water, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right. When you speak of light, you are speaking of a spiritual light?
Well, it's the air. And real light, you know, the sunlight, we are sun beings, you know, we're part of the sun, you know. Mm-hmm. I mean, so that's naturally light is it's from the sun,
mm-hmm.
but it's all, everything in it, it's what keeps us alive.
Yeah.
Yeah. The magnetic field, all this energy that we're receiving from it, that's what keeps us alive, you know.
And it'll keep us alive even when you're in the dark room.
Even in the dark room, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. The dark room was a great experience because what's happened, your organs will get shut down and get confused in the dark.
Mm-hmm.
Operating in the dark for them will be a big change.
Mm-hmm.
And then after a few days, they restart themselves. And it's almost like you're restarting who you are. Again, you could redesign you if you want to, if you know what to do.
Yeah.
You could use that. Yeah, it just was an amazing time for me. Yeah.
Wow.
For social reasons, Dr. Vital decided to live food-free for only 18 months.
I had a friend who was counting the days.
Uh-huh.
So every time I see him, I said, okay, one more day, you know. So I decided to do it for 18 months.
Uh-huh.
It was difficult to stay on it for a longer period because socially it was almost unbearable.
So when you finished with your period of time where you were a breatharian and you started eating again, what reaction did that have on your body? Did your body just, you know, kick in and handle the digestion fine? Or was there a shock to your system? Or
It's always shocking when you eat. You know, mm-hmm. even though we get used to the shock, we don't even know it.
Yeah.
At the time, I just drank soups.
Yeah.
And just a little bit of it at a time, till my body got used to it. And I talked to my body, and I know what my body wants, you know. I don't eat for the nutrition, so
yeah.
that this is for sure not.
Right.
So it doesn't matter what's in it. It's if it smells good, if it looks good, if it tastes good, that's what I want.
Right.
The smaller, the better.
Mm.
The less, the better.
Hmm.
It's not about how much you eat. It's meaningless.
Not quantity,
it's not quality. Quantity. It's the quality and the joy of it, you know, the participation, the love that you put in creating it or who you're eating it with,
uh-huh.
you know. So it's not about the food. The food is just something that you do.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's a social thing.
Yeah.
Dr. Vital believes that love is an important part of a breatharian lifestyle.
Living on light, it's about loving yourself. You know there's nothing going to happen to you. It's all about self-love.
Yeah.
From A to Z, self-love. If you don't love yourself, or you have any doubt about who you are as a human being, about your own power, then you cannot do it.
Yeah.
So everything starts and ends with self-love.
Thank you, wise viewers, for your gentle presence for today's episode of Between Master and Disciples. Now, please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television for Good People, Good Works, coming up after Noteworthy News. God bless and farewell for now. For more information or to acquire a copy of Dr. Moni Vital's books, please visit www.physicalimmortality.net.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/BMD.